1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 21 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:39 is our time, 70 degrees in Holland. It's time now for Coffee with the Mayor. Kurt Dykstra was not in chambers.
No.
Wednesday night.
He's struggling. He's struggling with the headphones today.
And the regulars who are usually at City Hall, Annette, Greg, and Diane, missed your presence.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they did. Yeah, but, funny, they didn't tell me that. I have not heard from them.
Yeah, they're very silent, but they told me to tell you.
So. Okay. Yeah.
But he is with us now, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on at City Hall. If you have a question, give the mayor a call, 395-1450. Let's... before we talk a little bit about what's coming up this weekend, let's take care of a couple of things that happened during the last meeting. I know that you've been briefed, even though you were not physically there. The situation involving another motel in the 16th Street and U.S. 31 area, it has, well, just put it this way, it's forever going to be viewed as where Janet Chandler worked. In 1979.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe for some of the folks who've been around for a while, but I suspect that if you asked, you know, folks on the street, they wouldn't know that.
Yeah, the former Blue Mill Inn, right. Of course, now it's the Economy Inn, but it
and it you know has a few inspection issues, and a few is probably being a little charitable, and so we're basically saying fix them or you don't get to keep your license.
And
it's just that simple.
There'll be a hearing on the 16th of October along that line. The other motel, the Wooden Shoe Motel, there was to be a possible scheduling of a hearing on their situation Wednesday. That was pulled from the agenda by City Manager Cotton before the meeting, mm-hmm. and it looks as if they're on schedule to get their act together, shall we say.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sort of a fluid motion with them. There was some question about, I don't want to speak too generally about their situation because I don't know it firsthand, but it tends to be fairly fluid, but the council has pretty much said, look, here are the things that have to be done, but here's when they have to be done. If you want to keep the license, and if they don't do those things, then the public lodging license goes away, and the difference here, again, between a hotel and other properties is that you have to have a license to operate a house of public lodging in our city and basically in every community across at least the state of Michigan. So it is a license that you have to obtain, and to obtain that license you have to provide, you know, certain base level of service, certain levels of cleanliness, those kinds of things. And if that isn't present, then you don't get the license, and therefore you can't operate that sort of business.
19 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:41 is our time. You're listening to Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. Another familiar topic to you and other council members is the Holland City Council. The Image Group out of Holland has been retained to come up with some more ideas.
Yeah, I really like the Image Group. Mark Tanis is a great guy, and they do fantastic work, not just locally, but they've established quite a reputation in the higher education world especially. So they do work in South Dakota and other places. And I say that so that you don't think what I'm about to say next is in any way personal to them. Had I been there, I would have voted against this particular matter. I understand what we're trying to do in terms of doing the evaluation on the degree of conference schedules and those kinds of things that might come to a revamped and expanded civic center. The thing is, I don't see anyone at this particular moment saying that whatever we do at the civic center in the more near term is going to in any way kind of encompass that sort of project. I think that there will be room for expansion sometime in the future, but it's not really on the drawing board, I think, at this particular moment. What is being more discussed are probably a couple of different things. The more leading option is to create and restore the Civic Center in some ways, to bring it back to what it was, to, you know, bring it into kind of the it certainly is tired. There's no question about it. But if you step into the space, especially, you know, at night, you step in, you can really kind of get a sense that there's a lot of history in this place, and it has a lot of charm to it in that way, which is really a sentiment that I've kind of come around to. I was not terribly enamored by that particular facility, but I've kind of come around to that one. But to restore it to what it is, to use it in many ways what it is, but to then enhance what needs to be enhanced. So the locker room space is a disaster. The restroom space is bad news. There's no air conditioning. The windows leak. All that kind of stuff. The lighting is bad. The sound is bad. So bring those things up to a much more modern standard give you more lobby space, more restroom space, you know, better entrance, all those kinds of things that would enhance what it is, but not really, at the end of the day, change what its nature is, change the way it looks. It has a time, it has a place, and to live into itself. That, I think, is probably the more leading candidate. The other sort of discussion is, do we just, you know, bulldoze the thing and start over? And there's been some discussion of that. I don't know that that is exactly where the majority of the conversation is going, but that's always a possibility.
Yeah, it's almost as if, all right, we've talked it to death. Let's get something done.
Well, yeah, the reason we've talked it to death and haven't done anything, of course, is because how exactly do you fund this thing? Remember that the Civic Center was built in the early 50s. At a time when the city of Holland's population was 66 to 75% of the Holland area's population, you know, the bulk of the tax base was in the city limits. Now, as we fast forward to 2013, or 2005, or 2001, that situation has remarkably changed. So the question becomes: okay, set aside the whole financial crisis in terms of the, you know, the Great Recession and what that did to property values, what that did to tax revenues, what that did to general the general ability to fund municipal services. Set that aside for a second, as if that's, you know, not an issue, which we know, of course, it is. Then there's the broader question of, okay, well, who exactly should pay for this to be done, whatever is done to it? Who's going to, you know, who should foot the $8 million plus bill that it's going to cost to do this? Should it be the taxpayers of the city of Holland? Should it be a broader group? Should it have a, you know, very substantial private component? So those are the kinds of things that factor into this decision, because right now it is a municipal facility. It's owned by the city. It's operated by the city, subsidized by the city, and yet it's a facility that gets used by a population much, much more broad than just the city.
Talking with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, it's Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC. You are, of course, briefed on all the city developments with City Manager Ryan Cotton and his staff. And so I need to ask you, what is going on at Windmill Island, the latest on the Windmill Island Gardens work?
The work is, the cap is off. In fact, the Community Foundation had its annual dinner out there last night, and they had 300-plus people, very well attended. It was a lovely evening on the island, and it was intentional for the foundation to have the event out there, to bring people to the island to see the construction project in progress. So when I last heard about it, and I was out of town for a good part of this week at the Michigan Municipal League Conference in Detroit, and we can talk about that in a second, but when I last talked with city staff about this particular matter, it was A, going well, and B, was ahead of schedule. So they had, for example, had planned on 2 days, needing the crane for 2 days to take down all the, you know, the cap and the blades and those sorts of things, and they got it all done in a day. So far, so good. They have found, I wouldn't say more damage, but they as they kind of took the cap off and were able to really get at the parts and pieces, it was a good thing that we began acting on this, because it was not in great shape structurally.
One more thing before we have to step aside, Mayor Kurt Dykstra, and let's talk about the MML meeting in Detroit. Poignant place to have it right now, yeah, because of what is going on over there. And obviously you guys got caught up to speed a little bit about the Detroit situation, but mm-hmm. to a certain extent, does it change what you viewed of it, or does it sort of reinforce what you might have thought of it looking from the outside in?
Some of both, I think. Nobody's going to go to Detroit at this particular moment and say, gosh, that's, you know, that place is perfect now. Or, boy, that it's radically changed from what it was 2 years ago. But on the other hand, there's more to Detroit, obviously, than just what you would gather from driving through on a freeway or driving past on a freeway. So we got the opportunity yesterday, in fact. I went on a kind of housing tour throughout the city with we met a couple of developers who are really renovating some fantastic old buildings. And learned that there is a backlog of, you know, thousands of people wanting to live in downtown Detroit. And so the backlog is, you know, a few thousand, and they're adding apartments at this rate of, you know, 50 to 120 at a pop. So there's still a lot of backlog. There's a lot of crane and a lot of activity going on in downtown Detroit. But one other thing I would always say, it's good to sort of go and talk with other municipal leaders from other places. It's good to go and see other places, hear what's going on in other places, and it also helps you remember that, we may not be doing everything right around here, but we're doing a lot of things right, and it's showing in our economic numbers, it shows in our generosity numbers, and I think we have a lot to be proud of in this particular part of the state of Michigan.
Mayor Kurt Dykstra, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks,
talk
Jerry.
To you next week at this
Sounds
time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And that is Coffee with the Mayor with Kurt Dykstra, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC.